On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube. OnAirWithJT.com. JT did it again.
If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
You are listening to On Air with JT. On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again.
You are listening to On Air with JT.
What's up, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, or watching On Air with JT. Like always, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT, and I'm here with Madeline Haley Marquez. What's up, Madeline?
What's up, JT?
I called you Madeline for the first time on the podcast.
I like that shit, you know? I never even liked Maddie.
I know, I got used to it.
Everyone does, it's okay.
I feel like, I don't know, it's just like, it's too long. Or I'm just too lazy, like, so I just have to, like...
take it up with my mom, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, I gotta take it up with my mom and my piece of shit father, because why do I have three fucking first names in my name?
It's so fucked. Like, I was just about to say that.
Like, and I'm not gonna say the full name just because privacy.
Yeah, reasons, what the heck is your middle name?
My father's name.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I gotta get scrapped. But I plan on changing my legal name and stage name, but that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother discussion for another show. This show, everybody that's listening or watching, is going to be a little bit different than the normal shows that we do. You know, I just wanted to mix it up, and you know, me and Madeline are both very interested in things like this, and I know that there are a lot of people that are interested in spirituality, spiritual experiences, theories, you know, paranormal, UFOs, that kind of stuff. So I figured we'd do an episode about it. You might not like it, and that's totally okay. You don't have to watch or listen. You might not agree with some of the things that I say or Madeline says. That's okay. You know, we're all entitled to our beliefs, our theories, what we think is true, what we know is true. We all have our own truth. And I'm just speaking mine. Madeline's just speaking hers. And we're just having a conversation. If you are interested in advertising on this podcast, you can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Like always, you can watch the full episodes, past episodes, clips, behind the scenes at YouTube. Just type in On Air with JT. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can follow me on Instagram, which I the most active social media platform that I use is at Justin Thomas Insta. That's JustinThomasInsta. For all the links and platforms to follow me on social media, to listen or watch the podcast, just go to onairwithjt.com. Maddie, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at Facebook. I'm Madeline Haley Marquez, MadalyneHaleyMarquez. And on Instagram, I'm Madeline_Haley_Marquez. And TikTok and YouTube are both LazyEye16.
I thought you were going to change that.
I know. I just, like, it's, I don't know. Like, I just haven't changed it because I am lazy. That's what it is.
Literally. Man, you weren't lying when you created that username.
Right. Like, it's not just about my eyes.
It's not like an alias or anything.
It's actually just my personality. Like.
That's funny. But yeah. Me and Maddie were talking. We were like, yeah, let's do an episode about what we think, you know, our experiences, things like that. You know, the other day, me, Maddie, and David were on the phone, and we were just having, like, just a random conversation to add. You know, just me being me, you know, I'm so random. I say the most random fucking shit. Like, literally. Like, those nobody than me memes, like, that's literally me. Like, I'll just say the most random shit out of nowhere. But we started talking about, you know, spirituality and is there life after death and things like that. And, you know, Madeline was asking me some questions, and, you know, I have done over a decade of years of research, watching people that are scholars in religion, or that have, you know, doctorates in religion, like people like Reza Aslan. I also listen to people like Sam Harris, you know, who I don't, you know, has a complete opposite, you know, viewpoint as me. I mean, he's, you know, does not believe that there is any afterlife, but he's a very intelligent man, but, you know, he doesn't believe in that. But I do, like I've said on the podcast, I love, you know, Sam Harris, Reza Aslan, or Sam Harris debates, you know. But, you know, and I grew up Catholic. You know, my grandmother was a nun. You know, and she's extremely religious. So I grew up, you know, around a very religious family. And, you know, my mom's not, like, as religious, you know, and that's usually the case, especially in the States, for a lot of people. Usually, you know, that the older generation, you know, once, you know, our parents' generation, they kind of, it wasn't really, it was forced down their throats to a certain degree, but they, you know, I don't know, there was just some kind of awakening where it just, I don't know, people just were spiritually awakened. And not to say that, you know, there's anything wrong with being super religious or anything, because again, you know, whatever you believe in, whatever you think is true, that's you. Like that's, and I'm not here, Madeline's not here to shove our ideas or thoughts or whatever down your throat. You know, we're just having a conversation. But, you know,
yes, I feel the same way. I want to say that I respect everybody's religion.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If I make a joke about, like, you know, like Bible thumpers or whatever, it's just a fucking joke. Like, it literally is. And I have so many friends that are super religious, and I can still have debates and open discussions with them. And, you know, they might think that I'm a little outlandish for my views, but I don't do the judging thing when it comes to religion, because whatever gets you by, whatever makes you feel at peace and whole, is what you should do.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. There's so many different things I want to start off with, but I guess we should just go with, you know, pick up where, or start where we were talking about, you know, the other day. You know, like you were asking me some questions on what do I personally think life is about, or what happens when we die, things like that.
Yeah, one really cool point that you brought up was that, like, in this life, your mother could have been your daughter in your last life, or something along those lines. And
yeah,
that,
so I truly believe that. Me personally, based on, you know, experience, intuition, you know, my soul's knowledge, research, that is one of my conclusions, that, you know, people that, you know, for, like you said, like, you know, for an example, like your daughter could have been your mother in your last life, or could have been reversed, like, well, not reversed, because it is how it is in this life, but you know what I'm saying. you know, your daughter could have been your father in the last life. Like, it's, and we are aware, and we pick who our family members are going to be, who our friends are going to be, who our fake friends, you know, who the people that come in our lives and give us those tower moments, or shake up our world, or, you know, toxicity. You know, we are aware of the challenges, the obstacles, the roadblocks, the hard situations that we're going to deal with. We see the highs and the lows. We're well aware of what is going to happen in this life. And I personally believe that we, you know, we're given, you know, this kind of blueprint map of what our life is going to be like. And there's a reason, you know, I personally believe that, you know, we keep getting reincarnated until we master, until we become some sort of like master. Because all about life and reincarnation, you know, it's all about evolving, learning lessons, growing, loving. And, you know, I came to this conclusion at a very young age, like, just, and this is just me, my personal opinion, you know, as someone who was raised Catholic and Christian, you know, went to Catholic school, got kicked out of Catholic school, you know, went to CCD when I was a kid, like, I did all that shit, you know, it doesn't make sense to me that Jesus or some kind of God, you know, why is, you know, there Elon Musk's and Bill Gates, but there's kids in Africa that are literally fucking starving, deprived, like they have nothing, like, or like situation, like, that doesn't make sense to me. So I started doing some, you know, logical thinking and research, and, you know, what makes the most sense, if any religion, you know, again, this is just my personal beliefs, if any religion has it, you know, close in terms of accuracy, it's probably Buddhism. Because it makes sense. You know, if that is the case of, you know, reincarnation and learning lessons, okay, so we, in our lives, you know, if we don't, you know, because obviously we have free will, and obviously, you know, there's things that are destined, predestined, you know, I don't believe that there are coincidences, you know, like, even the smallest, it's all predestined, synchronized, like it's all scripted almost.
So your view on it, in short, is basically that we all had a set path and we're trying to get to the point where we reach success in our own individual lives. I'm talking about you're saying basically our soul carries on. So if our soul carries on until we feel it's complete, then like, I wonder, like, if some people that believe that, like, do you believe that certain people can, and when they get deja vu, it's like, that's what that is their past life, like, showing them, or, you know, what do you view on that? Like, what is your view on that?
Well, I mean, there are really good, scientific data research that shows from a scientific point why we might experience deja vu. And I'm not discrediting that. But to answer your question, maybe in a way, yes. But, you know, if you look at the people, you know, the stories of people that are, you know, have vivid memories or say that they lived a life before, they're usually kids because they're younger and they haven't been programmed and conditioned into society and life. So they still kind of have some of those feelings or memories, experiences on a subconscious level. That's why you hear all these stories in, like, you know, I mean, there was one story about like a 3 or 4 year old was like a former, like, you know, pilot in one of the wars, and this like 3-year-old was like talking about like the engineering aspects of how planes are built and how they, like stuff that like even I wouldn't fucking be able to articulate now, and this is like a 3-year-old, like, you know, like, so I do believe that there's, you know, karmic debt is a huge thing. You know, I personally believe, like, based on my life, this life, I must have done something really fucking bad. And when I say bad, I don't mean like, you know, rob a store. Like, I must have done, I shouldn't even be laughing. I must have done something really, really bad because I have to pay back a lot of karmic debt, which I've done.
Yeah, and some people say, like, that it could be in the past, like, the past soul that you have.
Yeah, it gets carried on to the next life. But the thing is that, you know, let's say, for an example, this life, right, for me. I'll use me as an example. Like, my purpose is to, I believe my purpose now is to show not only to myself, but to others that you can overcome anything, you know, literally. Like nothing's impossible, and, you know, never to give up on your dreams and things like that. But if I were to kill myself, which I've tried to do in the past, I personally believe that I'd have to, it would be like, you ever seen the movie, like, Groundhog Day?
Yeah, of course.
So it's like a video game. Like if someone were to kill me or something, and it was free will, then I got to start over. I got to learn all these lessons again. And until, you know, we keep having these lives, and we keep learning these lessons until we really become a master. And it takes a lot of lives. I'm not talking about, like, we live a couple lives. Like, it's more than that. And I personally believe, and a lot of people believe this as well, that it's not like just like, oh, you die, and then, like, the next second you get reincarnated. No, there's time where you're in a different dimension, heaven, or, you know, spirit, you know, whatever you want to call it. There is, even though there's no such thing as really time in those kind of dimensions, but to us, there is time. It's not like you just get, like, reincarnated instantly into, you know, I personally don't believe that's how it goes. But I do believe, and this kind of also makes sense, at least to me, why we see a lot of, or, you know, know people or personally have experienced things of, you know, paranormal, ghosts, and, like, negative energy. Because, you know, I personally believe that some people get stuck in between when they die on this, you know, 3D realm, Earth, and they fully can't accept it. Maybe it's a tragic death, or maybe someone unfortunately ended their life or was killed, you know, when they shouldn't have been, or something, you know, so traumatic where they can't fully accept it. They can't, like, let go because there was unfinished business. So they get stuck. It's like they get stuck in, like, this, I don't want to say paradigm, but it's like, I don't know. And that makes a lot of sense, you know?
You said the word, I remember the last time we were speaking about this, you said the word, like, in between, kind of like.
Yeah. You know how Catholics, they believe, I mean, Christians don't, but Catholics believe in, like, purgatory. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, like, and if, you know, if people that are listening or watching don't really know, I mean, long story short, you know, people that are Catholic believe that when you die, you go to this place called, like, purgatory, where it's, like, kind of like a place before you get to heaven, where you have to, you know, cleanse your sins and, you know, all that. It's like a place you go before you get to heaven. And some Catholics believe, like, like, even if you're, like, a saint in real life, like, you'll still have to go to purgatory, which I don't agree with, because, like, my grandmother is, like, literally, like, a saint, literally, like, and she has this belief, and I'm only laughing, you know, I'm not laughing at her, I'm not laughing at anyone that believes in this, but, like, you know, she really believes that, like, even she will have to go to purgatory. And this lady, like, and I know people say, like, oh, that woman's a saint, but, like, my grandmother's, like, literally, like, a saint. And, like, it's crazy how it's conditioned people. But, again, I'm not judging people, you know, if that's what you believe and that makes you happy and fulfilled and feel good about life and afterlife and all that, I get that. And I'm not here to, you know, shit on anyone's beliefs or anything. But I do believe that people do get stuck, but there are people that do go to that, you know, because when there's so many, you know, studies and experiences of, you know, out-of-body experiences, OBEs, and, you know, whether that's from people that died on the operating table and left their body for a little bit and were came back to life, or accident, whatever it might be, whether it's through astral projection, meditation, you know, it just makes sense that, to me, I know I'm getting a little sidetracked. I had a point and I just like fucked it up. Damn.
Yeah. No. I see where your point was going, though. You were saying, like, how even if you're a saint, Catholics believe that there's some type of, you know, purgatory you have to go to, like a waiting place or the in-between.
Yeah, and I personally don't believe that. You know, I believe that we have the option to, you know, head to that light, because there's been, you know, most people, you look at all these studies, like tens and tens and thousands of legit studies. You look it up for yourself. You know, the people that have near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, the majority of them, they all say that there's always like a light, that it's like an energy that's like guiding them, kind of pushing them, like, hey, come this, like, it's like it attracts them, like the light attracts to them, like it's like, you know what I mean, like they are fascinated by it, and they start walking. You know, they have the option to go towards the light, and then some people that are stuck and they can't accept it. But I also do believe that when we, you know, do die, and a lot of people have a lot, you know, again, a huge percentage of people that have had near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, you know, they do say that, you know, and I do believe this as well, that when we do die, we see all these, it's like a movie almost, flashbacks. We from birth to death, you know, the good moments, the bad moments, the key moments in our lives. We see the things that we've done to people that hurt people, and we feel how we made them feel. You know, I believe that's the thing. And, you know, and we see what we've done for others, you know, we see the impact we've made, things like that. It's like a flat, it's like a, you know, montage of our life that gets played for us. Pretty deep shit.
It really is. It's a crazy way to look at it. But I'm not crazy, but it's just a different perspective that a lot of people might not be adapted to, like we are and like our generation is. But
okay. I don't expect people, you know, I expect people to be like, hey, this dude's like talking crazy, or like, I don't believe in that. And that's totally okay. That's fine.
I just
know my truth.
Right. And that's what I was
about to say. Doesn't mean that you're wrong either, just because I know my truth. We all know our own truths. Or if you don't, then you will find it's kind of like you got to go on a little discovery. It's just like finding your purpose in life.
Journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I said journey, it made me think, like, don't stop believing, and it's just funny because, like...
What's your favorite Journey song? I know it's off topic.
I probably don't know any other one off the top of my head besides Don't Stop Believing.
You don't know any way you want it, any way you want it.
Of course, you know.
You know, Faithfully.
Don't Stop Believin' is just my favorite bar
song. Yeah, I know. That is a really good fucking song.
But it went good with the conversation, because, like, with spirituality, like, whatever you believe in is the way, you know, basically you can tie in any way you want it to with that thing. Don't Stop Believin' in spirituality is any way you want it. Yeah. Why do we journey
into this? I honestly feel like this is where people go wrong. And again, this is just my personal belief on life experiences and just my soul, my intuition, my heart, you know. There's so many people that get it wrong. You know, they think that, oh, for an example, maybe, you know, I'm Christian and that person's a Muslim. So that person's going to go to hell because they don't believe in Jesus. No. You don't understand that religion, it doesn't matter what religion, it's a path. You have a key to that, to a gate. And you're on that path. It doesn't matter what religion, because at the end of the day, we're all one. We're all together. We're all united. We're all connected. So you don't think God is all connected to us? To be so close-minded and to think that, oh, I believe in this God, but if this person believes in a different God, then they're automatically going to hell. To me, that is a very close-minded way of thinking, and I'm putting that very nicely.
It goes with what I said about Bible thumpers earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real thing, but that's a thing with every, you know, I don't want to just generalize, you know, Bible thumpers, quote-unquote. And I can say that because, I grew up Catholic, and, you know, but all religions, there's hypocrites. There's hypocrites in all religions. But it is really crazy on the amount of people that I've personally have experienced, witnessed, encountered that claim to be extremely Christian and all this thing. And they got so much hate inside them towards other people, towards other sexual orientations or race. Like Jesus says that, you know, love everyone, right? So why are you against one person liking another person because they're the same sex? Or why are you against this person because they were born in a different country, or their parents were, or they have a different heritage? And again, this is not all Christians. It's not all people in one religion. But is that really that logical? Does that really make sense? Like, and I honestly believe it's a whole nother debate about whether or not Jesus, you know, is real or not. But I do think there was obviously I wasn't there and we don't know for sure, but I am pretty confident that there was a man named Jesus that was something special to the world. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, you know, like Gandhi, like one of, like,
you're like a prophet. Yes.
Yeah. Like I think that could be a real thing. I'm not taking that away. But people don't even understand that the Bible wasn't even written until years after Jesus died, supposedly. So the Bible wasn't even written, the first testament, the Old Testament. So that's, you know, a little worrisome. Another, you know, not to mention the fact that how many times it's been rewritten and translated through so many different languages throughout thousands of years. Do you understand how much of that will get misinterpreted?
Yeah, that's probably you know, the biggest fucking mystery in my mind, and probably the biggest reason why I stopped believing in, you know, being Catholic. I grew up Catholic as well, and I know that it just didn't make sense to me anymore. And when I learned about evolution versus creationism, evolution won, and it's because evolution is tangible in my mind rather than a mystical.
Well, yeah, definitely.
That's how I view that. In my opinion, that's what, like, Jesus and God, maybe not Jesus, because like you say, a prophet, he was a prophet, or like I said, he was a prophet, but like God, that aspect of it is,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
is like magic.
Definitely,
like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the thing. Because I personally do believe in God, you know, and again, am I here to say that God isn't Jesus? No, I don't. No one knows. No one knows. No one really fully knows. It's faith, you know?
Right, exactly.
No one knows. To say that you know, like even me, like the things I'm saying, like I'm saying these things, but even I don't fully know. That's just what I currently believe. Like, and people are so delusional because it's like they think, again, my way or the highway, like this is it, like no, like it just doesn't make sense, you know. And not to mention, and I don't want to shit just on Christianity, because, you know, all religions, there's bad apples, you know, but obviously I have experiences with linked to Christianity, you know, Catholic, so I can speak on it better because from personal experiences. And it really, you know, one thing that I realized that it is not, I personally believe that I when I have kids, I will never shove down religion down my children's throat. I'll teach them, I'll show them things, different things. I'll let them discover and figure out what, you know, I'll give them some knowledge, my beliefs and things like that, but I'll never be like, no, this is how it is. This is how it, like, no, like how do you know? If you know that, you know, if you're so, you know, certain that Jesus is God, or, you know, it's Jesus or no other God, then why didn't you win the lottery? Like,
you know, like as a mother, I wondered how it was going to be, and I still wonder, because my daughter is only 4 years old, so her questions about spirituality, oh my God, I can't, now I sound like I can't speak, but her questions about spirituality are very far and few, and she doesn't understand the concept of really religion or God, because she's, you know, I'm not really in a church like that, and she's been to church, but she doesn't understand it, and I kind of want her to try to figure it out on her own. And David's a little bit different because David is more, believes in the Bible more than I do, and he also has different views than I do. So when it comes to teaching spirituality to a child, it's so hard because there's, in my case, there's two different people that have two completely different views.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you can really teach spirit. Well, I don't have a kid, obviously. So you have a little bit more experience, obviously, wisdom than I do when it comes to that. But from what I see, from my belief, I don't think you can teach a kid spirituality. I don't think my mom could have taught me spirituality. Like, I feel like that's something you can, like, be, you know, you can teach, you know, some things here and there, but I feel like that's something more that you have to, it's more of a self-discovery. You have to, like, it's like kind of like realizing who you are as a person, figuring out your purpose, you know. It's like that. It's one of those things. It's like it's a journey, you know. You can give them, you know, some ideas, different theories, like, hey, what do you think about, you know, how do you think about this? Or, but also it's so deep, and like, I feel like, and obviously there's very smart, brilliant young kids, you know, and obviously, you know, Mila is so smart. But like, I feel like still, like, even, I mean, there's even like people, even me, or like 50-year-olds, 80-year-olds that still can't fully comprehend all aspects of spirituality. So like, I don't think someone that's like under 10 definitely can like fully grasp everything. They might be able to take some things, definitely, but I feel like it's so complex, because I feel like with spirituality you need to have a lot more life experiences in life, because for most people they don't get that huge spiritual awakening. For some people, you know, some people get a huge spiritual awakening, you know, out of nowhere. And that's when, you know, you can be spiritual or religious or whatever, but when you have like a real awakening, you know, that is a very like big thing. And I've experienced that multiple times. And it's just crazy, because, you know, I talked about on the show, you know, so like I grew up, you know, obviously didn't have a good childhood, didn't have a good life growing up, but you know, I experienced so much, and I always knew that, well, obviously on top of just having some mental health issues, but I was very extra sensitive, or like, and like I knew there was something more. And yet, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just knew that there's something different. And obviously it was later to find out that I was an empath. I'm an empath, but like, I didn't know what that was, what it meant. You know, that wasn't even really a word that was really like tossed around like that, you know, back then. But it obviously wasn't as strong as it is now. Like it was like kind of like stagnant, just like, you know, little here and there throughout my life. And then especially when I did LSD acid for the first time in like 2016, it was a very profound experience. And I feel like that definitely enhanced me being an empath. And I've always been very intuitive. But that just with the being the empath, you know, and obviously most, you know, all empaths are intuitive as well. But like, I didn't, you know, connect the dots. But like, both, you know, being an empath and, you know, being highly into, you know, people say they're intuitive, but like, and I'm not saying I'm the most intuitive person in the world, but like, again, I'm very intuitive, borderline psychic at times. And it just progressed, you know, over the years. And it keeps progressing, and like on a deeper level to this day. But definitely after that acid trip was crazy. I mean, you know, that's a whole nother, you know, topic, you know, discussion, but like, you know, I was speaking with people, you know, that were, I was tripping with, you know, old friends that, you know, we were communicating telepathically. Like literally we were all just sitting, you know, in a circle, and we were just looking at each other, and we were having a dead ass full on conversations. And like, I felt what two of my old friends, I felt their emotions. I felt like who they are and why they are the way they are, if that makes any sense. Like, it was like an epiphany. It was like, oh, okay. Like, not in a bad way, but like in a analytical way.
Yeah, I mean, that's an experience that I can't say that I've ever had. And it seems like it's something that I've seen a lot, like in movies and in, just listening to other podcasts that talk about, tripping on acid and spiritual experiences within their friend group and stuff like that. And that must have been like really cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like when you like link spirituality and paranormal instances with drugs, people look at it like, well, they were just fucking high as shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, definitely. But like, even, you know, when I was, you know, the first real paranormal experience I've ever had, I was, excuse me. What's that DJ, that song? Let me clear my throat.
God damn.
To all my fellas. When I was like 16, I was living in Florida at the time because I was in high school, but I came back to Boston for the summer. And I was in like a bad mood. We got back from like the grocery store and something happened. And I just said, out of like frustration, like, even though I would never do this, like, I'm going to fucking burn down this house. Right? So I said something like that. Like, fuck this house. Fuck, like, I wish I could burn it up. Like, I don't know. I said something like that, right? And literally the second I say that, you know, I pick up these grocery bags to go downstairs to the basement, which I've always felt a weird energy my whole life. And I grew up in this house, and I, you know, for 30 years. So, almost. So, like, as I said, you know, I'm going to burn down this house. I shit you not. A cold breeze, like a real cold breeze. It was like someone walked past me. I didn't see it, but I could feel it. I could feel the energy, the breeze, like that. Someone walked past me, and they said, it was a woman's voice, and she said, "Justin."
Wow.
And it scared the shit out of me. I did like a 360, like literally, you know, and my grandmother was right behind me, and I looked at her and she said, "You look like you just seen a ghost."
That's so crazy. Like, I wonder if it was like the person that like owned the house.
No,
like,
that's what I think it is, because essentially, again, my grandfather, his mother, and his dad, you know, they came here from Italy with nothing, and they're nothing. You know, they literally had less than $100 to their name. I think it was less than like 50. Like, they had nothing. And American dream, you know, they built this house, and unfortunately, my grandfather's dad didn't get to live to see the house built. I think it was one of them, but that was not the only experience that I've had happen in this house. I've had multiple experiences in this house where I've heard things, and then two experiences, I mean, not me personally, but back, I believe it was like the 80s or 70s, my grandmother was downstairs in the basement where, and this is before I was born, where I always felt weird energy. Always, like a weird, like I hated going down there. And after my grandmother's father passed, she was doing the laundry, and she hears Mary. That's my grandmother's name. Mary, Mary, Mary. And it scared the shit out of her. She just ran right upstairs. And I don't know if it was a couple of years before or after, my grandmother's mother, you know, her husband, my great-grandfather that passed, she, you know, my grandmother's mother, my great-grandmother, said that she seen her husband, so my great-grandfather on that side, walk down in the hallway, a couple of years after he died. And then also my grandfather was awoke. He happened to wake up in the middle of the night. He thought he heard his mom calling his name, and and she was in the hospital, but he's a very logical person. Even he didn't really think about it like that, and she was calling his name, woke him up, and she passed that morning. And he didn't go to the hospital. He didn't think, he thought it was just like a dream or something.
Wow. That's incredible. And that all happened in the house that you're at right now?
Yep. There's been some crazy shit.
Holy shit. You know, that's like the scariest shit to think about, you know, and then have to live there. that's so crazy. And that's like you could be in a documentary or a true life, like scary movie. Like you could have a lot of ways to go with your life, JT. So many stories to tell on so many different genres.
I agree and thank you. But the thing with having that is that some people are going to think that I'm lying or exaggerating for entertainment value. And when people see my autobiography, people are really not going, they're going to think I'm making up some of this shit. It's that fucking crazy.
I feel the same way about myself. When I come out with my story, and however I do come out with it, I feel like there's going to be a lot of people that are like, no, that didn't happen. That's not real. Where's the proof? But that's the thing about spirituality and paranormal things. You're not going to believe it. Some people are not going to believe it, and they're going to think that you're just crazy or mentally ill. But you have to have an open mind. And
yeah, and don't get me wrong. There are people that are, there are some people that are severely mentally ill to the point where they do hallucinate and might not see, it actually be real. But it also might be the opposite. You know what I'm trying to say? It depends.
I think that people that,
but they also might have an extra, you know how blind people have, their other senses get enhanced.
Yeah, I feel like if some people that have that gift, you know, they go so crazy about having the gift, and it drives them that insane that, you know, no matter what they do or say, they're gonna look crazy. But then there's people that end up on TV and people watch them every fucking night. But if they were to say one outlandish thing, they would be done and canceled. It's just a crazy difference between what people watch on TV, with that dude Tyler that does all the celebrity ghost readings, and then the Long Island
Tyler Henry, yeah,
right, him, and then
he's legit.
I think legit
but it's,
as well.
It's just so naive. It's just so funny when I do watch some of the episodes, well, first of all, it's funny because that's another person who I discovered before he got the fame and like the show on E. So it's cool to see, you know, him getting some success. But like, what I never get is like, and I do know that he's young, but like, some of these interviews, you know, the readings, when he goes, you know, Tyler Henry goes to these readings with these like some mega superstars, he's like, the producer would be like, oh, you know, this is like, for an example, Tom Cruise. And he's like, oh, I think I've heard that name before. I don't know. Obviously, he knows who Tom Cruise is, but that's,
it's just
so funny. Like, how do you not know who this is?
They do it for the people that automatically say, no, he's fake. That's not a real person that has talent. Or people that don't even believe that people can be that type of spiritual and see, you know, dead people, to put it in the most gruesome way possible. But I just feel like that's why the producer will tell him, or the director will tell him, okay, say this, act like you don't know who this person is, even if it's a person like fucking, you know, that is a household name. And it's so the people that don't believe still watch it. Like, and that's,
that you do have a good point that, I mean, because that goes with, even though that he is legit and the readings are legit, it's still reality TV. So it's still somewhat scripted, not the readings, but like, you know, intros and things like that, like it's scripted, so you have to know that.
What do you think about the Long Island Medium?
Teresa Caputo.
Yeah, it's Teresa Caputo.
I mean, the fucking hair, Jesus! Oh, what is it? 1981.
Hey, she did it. It's a little different now.
Thank God.
It's not much different. It's still big, but sometimes when she wears yoga pants,
is that how everybody talks?
In Long Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting on you, Long Island. Even though Pete Davidson does it, you know, but obviously, you know, he can. But
it's really like that. Like, there's like 10-year-olds that talk like that. I mean, like every 5-year-old. Like,
it's kind of like Boston.
It's just like every other accent. But no, but seriously though, like Long Island.
Why do people shit on Long Island so much though?
Well, it's better.
I've never been to Long Island yet, so. And I'm sure I'm in for, you know, a fucking treat. But why is it so like, why is it such a big thing? Like, everyone shits on it.
Well,
is it true? Like, what people say about like the most of the people and how they act? Like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like, if we didn't have places like Long Island, then there wouldn't even be able to be like certain characters that are in the movie.
I know you're gonna say some funny shit. That was funny. You're right though. You're right.
Yeah.
Just kind of like Boston. I mean, like Mark Wahlberg, like, is a good example. Like, he's like the, you know, Mark Wahlberg, you know, any fucking, any movie studio agent, hey, you know, hey, Mark, there's a movie of you playing a cop in Boston. You want to play? Yep. Oh, shit. But, there was a question that you wanted to ask me.
What do you think about her? Do you think she's legit?
Do I think she's legit?
Yeah, I do.
I do, but what I don't understand, because here's the problem when it comes to psychics and mediums and people like that, you know, it gets such a bad rap because obviously for so many different reasons, but, you know, especially people that believe in it, you know, there's so many scammers. There's so many, you know, like even I could, literally, if I wanted to, I could pull off being a medium psychic to, and make, you know, money off people.
Well, yeah, because it's about, well, yeah, because it's really about reading energy. Like, if you can read that what you said just struck a nerve, then you can just dive into that.
Oh, yeah, and it's very easy to do for me personally. Yeah.
Basically, it's like, just to make a joke, not saying that she's not legit, and I love her, but, like, she could be in an audience full of 1,000 people and go, whose grandmother had an eye? Like, just something so broad like that. Whose grandmother can see?
Some of them.
Somebody's grandmother able to see?
Yeah. It's very easy to do. I mean, but the people that are really good at, like, scamming people, like, I know, like, one of the notorious, and I fully haven't done a lot of research, but remember that Sylvia Brown lady, I believe her name was? I believe she passed.
Just in case. I have no clue. Sylvia Brown.
Or something like that. But, I honestly, you know, there are going to be scammers. There are going to be people that are going to take advantage of people. I mean, I just seen a video of an actress who was she was on Disney. She's actually I forget her name, but she was the girl in Even Stevens. And she got scammed $90,000 out of a psychic medium. $90,000. Now, like, yeah, can you say, you know, can you be like, oh, well, she's dumb for that? I mean, you could say that. But some of these people are so fucking good. Like, that's what, like, I know that I could do that. I would never do it. But, like, I can act. I'm an empath. I'm extremely intuitive. I'm intelligent. I pick up. I'm very observant, analytical. You know, I could make a lot of money doing that if I wanted to. And a lot of people, and that's what people do. And that's why, you know, it's so hard to trust or find a legit psychic or medium. And then when you do find them, the real, like, the obviously the legit top of the top, you know, what they charge. First of all, even if you can get on, you know, first of all, there's a waiting list. And then a month, you know, months or if not years of waiting list, you know, obviously depending on, you know, if you're Barack Obama or, you know, Denzel Washington or Tom Cruise, you know, you might be able to skip some people, you know, skip ahead. But, like, you know, some of these people charge a lot of, I mean, even just, like, you know, some of these people are charging 50,000 plus a reading, you know, and then even just, like, you know, people like Teresa Caputo or, like, other people, you know, even to this day, like, some of them are still charging, like, over $1,000 for a reading. And I just find that to be, like, yes, I do understand you have, you know, you need to make money and everything, but there some of them, not all, and I don't know what Teresa, you know, charges, and, you know, but I do know that some of them that are naturally gifted and talented, they do capitalize. And I am for capitalism, you know, making money, being a, you know, businesswoman, businessman, entrepreneur. But when it comes to things like that, I don't think it's morally right if you have that kind of gift, and, you know, because not everyone can afford shit like that. Not, you know, people don't have the luxury to drop 1,000, 5,000, you know, $500, you know, 20,000 on a reading for an hour, you know, like, most people don't even have that in their bank account. So, yeah, it's just crazy, but it is, you know, a real thing. You know, there are legit psychics. You know, even though I say I'm borderline psychic, I will never say that I am a psychic. At least not yet. I'm not at that ability, that level yet. But why I say borderline, it's because the intuition is so on point and accurate is because like I have premonitions and I have predicted so many fucking things and then things like to a T almost like literally like I drew it on a piece of paper and that then it came to life like it's crazy it's a gift I have you know and it's good you know I love being an empath I love being highly intuitive it gives me a huge advantage on everything but it also you know comes with a lot of just like with everything there's good and bad you know because I also deal with a lot of mental health disorders so when you add being an empath on top of already dealing with what you have to deal with you know being an empath and then at the level that I'm at you know I walk in a room and I instantly feel everyone's energy good bad
I
feel it to like my bone I feel it. I know it. I experience it, and it can be very if you're in a you know toxic environment, it can be very draining because you're already a human yourself. You already have your own, you know. Even if you're have no mental health issues, you have nothing going. You know, your life is still life, and you still you know everyday problems. Then you add several mental health disorders. Well. That's 9 disabilities I have on top of being an empath, extremely, you know, empath, you know, where I literally, you know, feel what people feel and that gets put on to you. And that's why a lot of empaths have a lot of trouble. They struggle because they can't identify what is their problem and what isn't like what their emotion, like, is this how am I really feeling this way? Or is it because someone else's energy got transmitted onto me. And a lot of people get stuck and they get confused. And it's a blessing and a curse. Honestly, it's a blessing and a curse to be highly intuitive and be a strong empath. It's a blessing. There's so many good things that I'm able to do with that. To not only better myself, but to help others. But it also comes with a lot, because it can be very, very fucking draining. When I say draining, I mean all caps, like, because you're experiencing everyone else's energy. Like, so if you're already in a bad mood and you go to a party or no, that's not a good example. You go to like, let's say, you know, Thanksgiving dinner and you know, you have those, you know, couple family members that come that you don't like, or they talk about politics or whatever, just whatever, like, or just something bad happens when you're around people, you know, and you're already feeling shitty, you know, that gets, you know, enhanced by so much. So that is one thing, you know, even to this day, I'm still working on that, but I've definitely gotten so much better. Because at first as the intuition and being an empath, you know, really started getting strong. It was hard to figure out what is me and what isn't. Because I can literally walk down the street and I can pick up on someone's energy that's walking across the street.
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of those same characteristics within my personality and just like who I am as a person. But then I feel like when a person goes through so much with people and they can become agoraphobic because of that and not want to leave their house because of that. And it's like, that's what the scary end of being an empath is, because you can really help people being an empath because you've taken it on like it's your own problem. But yeah, it's
especially
also
especially for like especially so, it helps me like from like for an example like my friends, like if my friends are going through something, instead of them having, you know, obviously they'll might explain some stuff, but I really know how they feel. You know what I mean? So, like, I can do my best to the best of my ability of who I, you know, just who I am to try and see what I can do to, you know, alleviate that, those emotions, you know, for an example. Or when it comes to, you know, being, you know, an entrepreneur and a businessman, you know, why I'm so good at, you know, just talking with people and like interviews and things like that is just because, you know, being an empath and being highly intuitive, you know, I really pick up, you know, and it's, I've learned over the years and I've mastered this part to a certain degree where instantly I pick up on, okay, this is who this person is, blah, 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 energy, you know, most of like their ideology, you know, thought process. I can pick up all up on that. So then as an act, being an act, can't even talk, being an actor as well, on top of being, you know, very, not to sound egotistical, but sometimes charismatic, you know, I'm very persuasive. I'm very, you know, I'm good at selling. You know, so, and on top of being, you know, very intuitive and being an empath, I'm pretty good at business calls and things like that, because I can pick up on, you know, okay, this person's thinking this right now. So I gotta, you know, let me really, you know, they're having doubts about maybe this certain detail. So let me reassure them that they don't have to. And they don't even know that I know. So they're going to be, oh, wow. Oh, that just, you know, helped. Like, so like, I know it's kind of hard to explain, but it definitely helps me. But again, there's also a lot of, you know, negative, you know, things that comes with it. And it can be very, again, draining. I know I sound like a broken record, but like, I don't know what other word to, like, you know, somewhat crippling at times. But yeah, I mean, that's why a lot of empaths struggle. And that's why I highly recommend, if you are an empath, or if you think you're an empath, or you're even highly sensitive, or you don't even have to be any of those, I highly recommend meditation. Highly recommend it.
Right. That is important for empaths to get their time for themselves, where they don't have to have any energy interrupting their brain.
That's what I've done my whole life. That's, and I'm already naturally introverted.
That's why.
So like my room is my life. Like that's just, I need to get away from, and people have taken it personal at times throughout my life. And it's like, no, it's not like I don't want to hang out with you, or I don't want to be part of this. Like, I need to recharge. Like, people don't understand how draining it can be as an empath. Like, you literally need to get away and recharge, or you're just in this vicious cycle, and it can be so detrimental. And it even leads to people, you know, ending their lives, because it's so fucking much. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I find it to be like consuming. Like it can being an empath in a relationship with an Aries is fucking crazy. Because that's my life right now. I'm an empath Pisces in a relationship with an April 10th Aries, and
forget the zodiac sign. I don't mean to cut you off, Madeline, but like, forget the zodiac signs. if you're an empath in a relationship with somebody that's not an empath, you see right through the bullshit. It's a good thing and a bad thing.
It is.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Because we already know
already know. Yeah. And me, like, in the past, like, you know, I'd be like, oh, you sure that's the truth? Like, and I'll know damn well that, you know, it's a lie. And people will still look at you in the face and be like, no. Like, and not just like exes or friendships or people in life in general. Like, it's so funny that people try and like play me, or like, I find this so amusing. When people like kind of insult my intelligence, and again, I'm not that smart, but like, I'm not an idiot, but people do insult my intelligence a lot, and that does offend me to a certain degree. And, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy because, damn, what was the main point I was getting at? Fuck, I keep going off track.
Empaths in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah, just literally, I guess what I'm just trying to summarize to end the whole empath, intuitive, you know, situations or experiences or things that I deal with or you might deal with or anyone that's listening, you know, meditate and find time for yourself. Make time for yourself. I don't care if you're married, you know, have kids, have a job, all the above. You know, make time. And it doesn't have to be an hour or 45 minutes or 30 minutes. Even if you meditate for 5-10 minutes, I think you would be shocked on what that will do to you. And it's hard for me. I'm, you know, I started to, you know, try meditation, I don't know, maybe like 7-8 years ago. And it's still very hard for me because, you know, I have also ADHD and like severe anxiety. So my brain, and just me just being me, my brain never fucking stops. It's literally like, you know, when you're on an airplane and you look at like the screen and it tells you how fast it's going, like, you know, 500 miles per hour. That's my brain from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep on repeat, literally. And so it's hard having all those, you know, thoughts and trying to also be in the moment as well, while also being intuitive and also being an empath, while trying to move up in the world or evolve, I guess. That probably doesn't make that much sense the way I explained it. I kind of worded that really badly. I worded that shitly. Shitly. That's a new word.
Shitly.
How do you
feel? Feeling shitly. I'm doing
shitly. That's going to be a new thing. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling really shitly.
Making a whole new emotion.
Yeah, right? So do you have any questions that you wanted to hear my opinion or you're curious about?
I mean, I feel like...
I love how I asked it, like, I'm like, I'm mad, like, I'm like the one that knows all the answers, but like...
I feel like I don't have a question. I have like more of a statement, and I feel like we should like try to implement this more within the podcast. I feel like the viewers might like it. I mean, let's see how this one does, and I don't know. I feel like I was thinking like it was pretty cool to see your views on things, and there's so many other things that we could implement within that, like, you know, talking about more paranormal stuff, like
you know, like, stuff in our state or the surrounding states, or if we ever, like, you know, I don't know, like cool paranormal things, like, you know, in New Jersey, there's like the Jersey Devil, and then there's like the Atco Ghost, and you know, things like that.
Oh, I'm sure. So that's how they named the team?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's I think so. Yeah, it's the Jersey Devil and the Pineland.
I don't know about that. Can you, like, yeah, tell me shorts, just because we don't have that much time, but
like. So, like, a short little brief thing of the Jersey Devil is he is in the Pinelands of New Jersey, and he, you know, runs around and creates havoc, and that's basically why Jersey's so fucking shitty, and that's why everybody's so evil out there. That's what the fucking story is with the Jersey Devil. But if we do another episode, we can go more into, like, a deeper detail.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna do that. What we're gonna do is, with the mental health awareness show, we're gonna do special episodes like this, and we're gonna put it on the Patreon account, so people that are supporters, they can get exclusive, really cool content. Yes, we'll share some parts for free, but I feel like something that'll be a cool kind of bonus perk to, you know, if you want to support the show, you know, you'll be able to get some access to some really, you know, cool things on, you know, on top of, you know, that as well. But yeah, I think this is where we're going to wrap it up. We are going to do more of these kind of shows, whether, again, it's on Patreon or not, whether it's with this On Air with JT or the mental health. We're still going to talk a lot more about spirituality, religion, paranormal, all that kind of stuff. But I do want to end by saying that, again, this is just a conversation between us. You know, we love everybody. We love everybody, you know, that has, you know, whatever that you believe in, that is okay. And I want you to believe in that. We're not here to force our thoughts or, you know, ideas down your throat. That's not what we do. That's not what I do. That's not what we do. You know, we're just having a conversation. And again, you might agree with a couple things that we said, maybe everything, maybe one thing, or maybe nothing. And that's okay. That's the beauty of conversation and open dialogue. And especially in America, that's the beauty of freedom of speech, you know? And I guess to really end it is that, you know, it doesn't matter what religion, what you believe in, even if you're an atheist or agnostic, whatever it might be, right? Even if you don't believe in anything, right? Just love one another. Be nice. Be kind. You know, continue to grow and evolve. And try and be a better version of you every single day. And always follow your intuition. That gut feeling, you always follow that. And when you ignore that intuition, that's when you get, you know, you take the wrong road. And then you get lost. And then, like, the GPS, you know, has to rerouting. That's your spirit guides being like, oh, nah, we got to this motherfucker didn't listen to us. So now we got to fucking, you know, have to experience a whole different, you know, the consequences of not following your intuition. Then you get, you know, led down a different path. And then finally, you know, whatever, when you get a spiritual awakening or an epiphany or whatever, you know, you realize through divine intervention, the universe, you know, spirit guides, guardian angels, they redirect you back to your purpose, your path, you know, where you're supposed to go. That's why, you know, what's meant for you will be meant for you. You know, if you love something, you let it go. If it comes back, then you know. And if it doesn't, then you know. Just be kind and love one another, and always try to expand your mind and be open-minded, because I don't know everything. you don't know everything. Maddie doesn't know everything. David doesn't know everything. You know, no one knows everything. Elon Musk doesn't know everything. Bill Gates doesn't know everything. No one knows everything. So that's every day that's trying to learn more, not only about the world, but about ourselves, about other people. And that's be kind to one another, because you never know what somebody is battling. Everyone's facing battles and demons that you have no idea about. Even if you think you do, you have no idea. Unless you can literally, you know, put your feet in their shoes, literally, then you don't know. So always be kind to one another. Love one another. And discover who you are. Even if you think you've already found out who you are, you haven't. Even if you think you know exactly who you are, you haven't. There's always more to discover about yourself and life. We literally can't live long enough to experience and to be able to know everything. It's impossible. So yeah, we're definitely going to be doing more episodes like this. So definitely stay tuned. If you do like this kind of content and pod, subjects, conversations, please let us know. If you are interested in advertising, being a sponsor, partnership on the shows, on Air with JT, mental health awareness, this show, all the other things I have in the works, send me an email, please. Serious inquiries only. onairwithjt@gmail.com. That's onairwithjt@gmail.com. You can watch the show on YouTube, On Air with JT. You can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just go to onairwithjt.com. Instagram, Justin Thomas Insta. All of my links to follow me on social media or to listen or watch the shows, or to get in contact with me, just go to onairwithjt.com. That's onairwithjt.com. Where can people follow you guys? Is David there, or is it just you, Maddie?
Yeah, David's here. Oh, okay. He was just kind of listening in for this one, I think.
What up, David?
But you can follow me on Facebook, typing in MadalynHaleyMarquez. Name's Madeline Haley Marquez. Holy shit, I cannot even think. Like, I don't even know what just happened. My brain just malfunctioned. And yeah, so Madeline Haley Marquez is my name for Facebook, and Madeline_Haley_Marquez is my name for Instagram, and TikTok and YouTube are still LazyEye16. And David's
Instagram, NismoChin_23. It's NismoChin_23. Facebook is David Chin, and TikTok is Chinny Murders.
All right, definitely go give both of them a follow. Like I always say, they always put out really good content, and it's always not the same fucking shit. It's not the same shit that you see that all these other people doing. They switch it up.
You guys really don't have to. We're fucking stupid. Like,
no, I'm telling the people to follow you. thank you guys so much for listening or watching. I really appreciate it. Once again, all information, links, and everything to get in contact with me, follow the show, follow me on social media, head over to onairwithjt.com. And if you're interested in partnerships, sponsorships, advertising, email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Guys, what do I say at the end of the show every day? One, two, three. Have a great day. The motherfucking JT way. That was so out of sync. We got to do better than that. God damn.
You should have seen David's face.
Have a great day, the JT way.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT visionary and host for a 420-friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
You are listening to On Air with JT. On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again. On Air with JT. If you are interested in advertising or sponsorships, please send all business inquiries to onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube.
If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.